said, okay, you know, thank you, Sister So-and-so. I appreciate it. And then I grabbed her hand and I said, you know, it takes like 15 hours to get my hair braided. I said, I'm not going to be able to take these braids out, but you know what? I can pull them back real neat, you know, in a nice little bun or something. And so I understood that that was a generational thing. And so I took that with a grain of salt. I appreciated her concern for me, making sure that when I stood up before the congregation that I don't know, I think it was a generational thing. So I'm just leave that one alone. But we need to make sure that we receive our sisters with the right spirit and always think the best of them when they come to us, even if they come to us with a little attitude. So, okay. Moving right along. From Tamar, we also learn to wait for God to heal and deal with the evil people in your life. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. So we should never take matters into our own hands and seek vengeance. That's never a good option. From Joseph and Paul, we learn that we should find the blessing and the lesson and the purpose behind the scars so that we can properly treat those wounds. And if we do that, if we focus on what does God want me to learn, how can I be blessed by what I'm going through, then those wounds will heal quickly. The scars we experience may actually be God's will to prepare us to accomplish something much greater for the kingdom. And when we look back at them, we're not reminded of the hurt only, but we're also reminded of the blessing that we can see in it and how we've been refined spiritually. We look at God's deliverance and how he was able to fortify us spiritually and refine our walk with him. Paul and Joseph both looked for those spiritual benefits. From David, we learn not to allow our anger or our feelings to impair our good judgment. Now, because proper treatment was applied quickly to David's ego, remember he was upset with Nabal for not feeding his men, but you know, Abigail was that voice of calm and reason. David heeded her voice, and whatever anger he felt, it was quickly remedied. Now, David's scars didn't go so deep, right? So he didn't have those real deep scars that would penetrate the nerves and the muscles. He was still hurt, but he didn't allow that scar to keloid or develop scar tissue, so he was able to move quickly beyond that. Had he killed Nabal's men, not only would the hurt that Nabal caused be a scar on David's mind, it quite possibly, as Abigail suggested, may have left a damaging impact on David's influence as God's anointed king. So when we're angry, if given the opportunity, if we're in that kind of situation, before responding or reacting, you know, write your thoughts out. Type up your email. Don't put the two who you're sending it to in the field in case you accidentally push send. But type up your email. Type up that text message. Pray about it. Think about your thoughts. Mull over it. Even ask someone else. You don't have to reveal names, but ask someone else how they've handled similar situations. So sometimes we need a voice of reason to help us remove those scars and to help us choose the right path. Now, Abigail was that godly voice for David, and we need to listen and to heed God's voice that we hear through his word. I wanted to say this here before I get to this next slide, talking to another sister during the break. You know, our children are scarred. They have scars, and I'm not talking about the physical scars. They are scarred by the things they see on television, on the internet, their interactions with children at school. Our kids are exposed to so many things, and we really need to try to protect them as much as possible. But the reality is, we live in a crazy world. I mean, we really, really do live in a crazy world. So it's important that we're talking to our children about what they see and what they've heard and the pornography, all of that. That can scar our children's minds permanently. And so make sure that you're having these discussions with your children. So if they see something that they're not comfortable with, they can come and tell you and talk to you so you can help them work through so that it doesn't leave a penetrating scar as well. Okay, let's review a list of questions to help us facilitate the healing process. So when you've been hurt, or if you get hurt, I want you to consider these things. Consider your thoughts. So I want you to think about, you know, what can I learn spiritually from what's happened? Think about how can I best represent God during this time, because it's not about me, it's all about Christ. how would God want me to process this hurt? So those are the first three things I want you to consider. Now, I also want you to consider your actions. What specifically should I pray about? And what specifically should I ask someone else to pray about for me, to strengthen me to get through this? Consider what passages of scripture or guidance can I look to for encouragement? How can I take what has happened to me and use it to help others? Paul was always thinking about the furtherance of the gospel and what he could do to help others and help Christ, help the cause of Christ. Number four, what can I do to focus my heart and my mind on God's blessing and not the hurt that I'm feeling? Again, Naomi, once she took the focus off of herself and put it on Ruth, she was able to move forward and eventually see God's blessings. How can I use my experience to further the gospel of Christ? You know, Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5 says, everybody should know that scripture. Older sisters need to teach the younger sisters, right? And so we have lessons that we have experiences that our younger sisters have not had yet, and we need to be sharing those with them to help prepare them. So consider that. And also, we should consider our speech. How can I best, now this is if someone has hurt you, how can I best approach the person who caused the harm in love and humility? Thinking about Christ's example. Number two, how can I quickly rectify the hurt that was caused? We need to apply treatment immediately, but we need to make sure it's spiritual treatment. How can I encourage others who may have experienced similar hurt? Now, ladies, we let our scars define us negatively when we do not act in accordance with God's will. When we're hurt, we need to look for the joy. When we're hurt, we need to look for the lesson. When we're hurt, we need to look for the blessing. Now, if we've hurt someone else, we need to move swiftly and quickly to apologize. When we've hurt someone else, we need to repent, but we need to be sincere. God knows whether we're sincere or not. When we've hurt someone, we need to pray, because we are a crucial part of the healing process. As I begin to bring this lesson to a close, I'd like everyone to turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 25. I didn't put all of the text up here. So 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 25. So here Peter wrote, "For what credit is it if you are beaten for your faults and take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us." Listen, "leaving an example that you should follow in his footsteps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to our sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes, ladies, we are healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd, the overseers of our souls." If we ever question why we've been hurt, or if we ever question why we've suffered, why we've spent our lives trying to do good, or a portion of our lives, or, you know, we lived a sinful life and we recently have obeyed the gospel and we've patiently endured the suffering, we need to look to Jesus' example if we ever question that. Peter tells us in these verses that we should follow in Christ's footsteps. Our suffering can never be compared to what Jesus experienced on our behalf when he suffered on the cross. But you know what? God commends us. He still commends us for patiently enduring our trials. God has given us everything that we need in his word to overcome our scars. He gives us hope. If we are in need of healing from our scars, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 tells us that through Jesus' stripes, through our pain and suffering, ladies, we are healed. Our scars can certainly remind us of those past injuries. They can remind us of the events that caused them, but instead of allowing our scars to impact us negatively, to impair our spiritual growth, let's use our scars as a means to refine us spiritually so that we can be more effective servants in God's kingdom now. As Christians, as long as we remain faithful to God through the blood of Christ, it will continually cover us, and we will be able to spend eternity in heaven with the Father. Now I'm going to close on a lighter note. We were doing a family devotion one night, and this was when my youngest, I have a 13 and a 10-year-old, my youngest was probably about 4. So we had read one of Paul's epistles, and we talked about it, and then Christian says to my husband, "Daddy, do you preach as long as Paul did?" So with that, I'm going to end this lesson. Please bow with me, ladies. Father God, we are so humbled for you allowing us to be here this morning. We are thankful for the sisters of this congregation for organizing this Ladies' Day. We thank you so much for our families and the blessings that you've continually bestowed upon us. Father, I ask a special blessing upon every family that is represented here. Please help us to be in your word daily, to look to your word for encouragement and for guidance. Please help us not to be discouraged by the scars in our lives or the scars that others may have caused. Please help us to forgive, to have a heart of forgiveness, to put those things aside and to press forward. Please help us to look for the lesson, to look for the blessings, and to look how we can be refined spiritually. And please help us not to allow our scars to impair our ability to share the gospel of Christ. In his name we pray, amen.
I hope that you all have certainly enjoyed this time together. Sister Otay, we want to thank you for being with us. Thank you for challenging us. Thank you for reminding us of, as we're looking in the mirror and getting ready every day and looking at the bumps, the blemishes, and everything else, that they are examples of a life that has been lived. And while we may have gone through many things in our life, we all arrived at the same point, and that is Jesus Christ. And that's what we want to keep our focus on. Before I close us out, I'm going to ask Sister Kimberly Jones to come forward. She is with Agape, and she wants to give a few words here before we close out.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for allowing me to have a little time. I was here last year, and I'm here again as well. I'm the executive director for Agape, which is a foster care and adoption agency. And it's funded by the Churches of Christ, and it's been around for about 38 years. Most of you guys know and support Agape, but I just wanted to remind you guys of the services that we provide and the resources that we can provide to your congregants and to the community, and let you know that we are still out here working, and we need your hearts and your prayers. I really want to thank Sister Otay. You did such an amazing job today. Amazing. Scars can either define us or refine us. And I think that foster care is one of those, and adoption is one of those avenues where we can see a lot of scars with these kids and with these families. And it's an opportunity for us to step outside of ourselves and not be thinking about what all we have going on with us, and to think about somebody else. But what is so amazing about when you start thinking about other people, you start helping them, and in the end, they help refine you. You know, they're, what's going on in their lives and your heart to give and serve that brings you to the point where you feel like, I want to serve in this capacity. That is the very thing that helps you and teaches you things that you didn't know about yourself and makes you into the person, starts chiseling more of you into the person that God knew you always could be. And that's why I love my job. I don't consider it a job. It's not work for me. I love going every single day, and I really would encourage you guys to just pray about it and think about how you can serve our community and our children. Thank you for this time.
One thing Kimberly forgot to mention is that they have an office in North Raleigh, and they have set up there as well. So they are in our community. They're in our backyard. So anything that you guys can do to support them in their new in the work that they're doing here is much appreciated. Before we release, I have a couple housekeeping notes. We're going to dismiss for lunch. What we're asking is there will be some young ladies, my understanding is, posted at the doors as you exit out to go downstairs. They will have tickets that they will give you, and those tickets will be for a raffle for prizes. So make sure that you get one from them as you exit out to go for lunch. We're asking that you can sit at any table that you so choose downstairs. At the tables where you'll be seated, there is a salad that's already on preset on the table, and all of the toppings and accoutrements for that will be on the table. We will have servers that will come around and ask you what soup you'd like, so feel free to have a seat and they will come to you, okay? And so we're gonna be serving two types of soup, a vegetable soup and a potato soup, so whichever you would like. And they'll be serving the soup in a bread bowl, I believe is what she says here. So if the bread bowl is something that you can't do, please let your server know and they'll take care of other accommodations for you on that, all right? I hope that you all have enjoyed the day today. I hope that you are encouraged, and I hope that through our encouragement individually, we can also encourage one another, because nobody gets through this journey alone. I heard it recently said to someone that you can't have a testimony without the test, and we all get the test in this life, so we all have great stories to tell. So let us share what we have learned in this life, the experiences that we have, so that we can continue to give each other hope as we strive for heaven. And on that note, I'm going to ask us to let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you give us this opportunity to be here at this moment in time. We know, Father, there are so many things in this life that can pull us away from you and from your word, but Father, we ask you to keep us grounded in you and in love, and keep us rooted in the way. Allow us, Father, to be focused on the most important things and to let those things of non-importance filter away. Help our minds and our hearts and our bodies to be pure, Father. Help us to be focused on those things that will be for your betterment and for the edification of those around us. Thank you, Father, for our sisters and our connection to one another, allowing us, Father, to have folks that we can travel with on this journey as we strive to make heaven our home. We ask, Father, that you forgive us for any and all sin that may separate us from you and that may cause others to stumble and to be hurt by the things that we say, that we do, and how we behave, Father. We ask, Father, that we have your mind in us as we journey together, that we can help one another and lift each other up always. Father, we ask that this time that you will bless the food that has been prepared and that you will bless the hands that have prepared it, Father. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to share in the bounty and blessings that you provide for us. It is in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we do always pray. Amen.